Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The boys are back, as always, better than ever. Where else? We got a headset pod here from Mikey CV. We got a headset pod coming from Mikey V, and we're waiting here for the D-Man, as there he is, as the D-Man comes in. Fresh off a Panera ad, which is really, really big. He reviewed the Triple Dipper Ripper Skipper. Tell them about it, D. Free ads.
Yes, and the spicy chicken dipper hits different. Comes with its own perfectly portioned amount of soup that you can just dink and dunk and dive into.
Dink and dunk.
All the Panera for the win. Look, Mikey, what's with the new headphones?
Oh, Joe, I'm on the road, you know? So I just grabbed what I could grab. So you can, you know, shake your head, do whatever the fuck it is you want to do.
What the hell is with the hostility?
That you always love to give every
this guy.
You have. You got a little fucking snide look behind it.
Somebody get this man a coffee,
Joe.
Man.
Go ahead. Full bore.
Get this man a coffee. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
Just got it, by the way.
Well, yeah, you need to start drinking because you're a little on edge.
I asked a question. You're very predictable. You're like the weather. You're like the weather.
Some would say that's a good thing.
I threw something in the bag to try and have for the pod, and you know, you're just, it's just.
I asked a question. Scenario. Bob made a comment. I didn't hear any snide remarks to Bob.
He said I had the headset. He wasn't asking about the headset necessarily.
I mean,
Bob tries to be covert about his ball breaking too.
Mikey's out for blood with everyone.
What are we
today?
Doing here?
It's an Ohio State kind of day, Bob.
Yeah,
are they playing today? Northwestern today?
Yeah, Northwestern. It's gonna
be all right, you got nothing to worry about. By the way, it's weird that we're saying that because we're filming on a Monday, so.
these actually aren't even working. So
yeah,
they look like something out of the 60s.
Well, this is the only.
It looked like he's the radio. Hey, Bob, you remember radio? Cuba Gooding Jr.'s sequel, Radio.
If anybody belongs in radio, Joe, it's you, not me. Trust me on that one, pal.
I don't have the headset. You're equipped with all the fucking devices, Michael.
All right,
this guy chose violence this morning, man.
I chose violence. You can only prod me so much, Bob. What am I supposed to do?
I think it's great for the program.
Bob's like the circus animal fucking conductor.
He's just a zookeeper.
Yeah,
but I didn't start anything up there. It just happened.
Those are good.
Those look great.
Yeah, what's wrong with those? Those are good.
I got a new headset, not for nothing. I decided I don't, rather than take the time to unwrinkle the wiring on the last one, just get a new headset. Dude,
yours looks good too, Bob.
Yeah, it's cheap. It's like 25.
I don't know how you held on to that other one for like, it seems like an entirely amount of time.
Not everybody's getting that Panera.
Don't even give me that.
Put him up in the sky there,
this
buddy.
This guy gets more than one.
This is
I can hear you. Good.
Good. This is better for me. Okay. Good. Good.
That looks like a good choice, Michael. That's a good one.
Yeah. This is good. As long as you guys can hear me, it's good.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Would you say that Joe manifested that Panera bag?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you could only knock on somebody's door so many times. It's like one of those trick or treaters that, you know, they keep knocking on the same door on the block so many times. They're going to answer the door. I give them all the credit in the world. It kind of feels like what we did with Wendy. to be honest.
Yeah, we did. We did
manifest Wendy. Hey, Mikey, you're not going to like this. I honestly, it's coming in so much better without. I would just go through the laptop.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Whenever I put the AirPods in, it never comes out well. I don't know why.
I think it's the wire into the laptop is what does the best job. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are they got Christmas Starbucks cups now, Bob, already?
Yeah. Yeah, we're in that zone.
Everybody's I don't know if it's me, but everybody I think this year is so much more prepared for Christmas than in like years past. Like it's what is this?
The mini mic
came with a bag of tricks.
How many mics did you Mikey? I really let me hear.
How's this now?
That's good.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Okay. I tried all, Bob. Listen, when it's all said and done, you could never say that I didn't lay it all on the line for the pod.
No, and I never
would. Bear Down is a passionate individual. He comes prepared. I will give him that.
All the passion.
Can we talk about
ahead, Bob.
One of probably my favorite clips I think I've seen in a recent time. That Mike Tyson clip last night one of the greatest.
That had to be staged. Yeah, that had to be staged.
I don't know, Joe. I think he's such a nut that like he came onto the stage in a thong. When he kissed that guy and said, I love you, and then turns around.
Dude, I don't think that was staged. I really don't.
I don't either.
This guy is from a different, like, he's from a different time, man. Like, this guy, back in the 80s and the 90s, like, this guy would like legitimately tell people, first of all, he's like has this new outlook on life. Did you see the interview he did with like that 14-year-old girl where he said nothing matters? We're all dust.
About the legacy.
We're all gonna die. Yeah. He basically, the girl was like, oh, tell us about what your legacy means. And he goes, legacy. Like, there is no legacy. I'm dust just like you. We're all going to die. And the girl's like 15 years old. And she's totally back. It was insane. It was a great interview.
He keeps going.
I got to see that.
The girl doesn't know what to say. And at the end, she's like, well, I've never heard that take before. He's like, yeah, we're done. We're dust. I'm going to be buried. No one's going to talk about me. When you're dead, no one talks about you. You're dead, gone.
You're talking about a guy who owned a pet tiger, would wrestle his pet tiger. You're talking about a guy who offered a zookeeper $10,000 to wrestle a gorilla in a gorilla.
That's tough.
You're talking about a guy who was going to originally, that tribal tattoo on his face, originally when he went to his tattoo artist, he originally wanted to get hearts tattooed all over his face and be known as the man of hearts.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the tattoo artist talked him into the tribal. Could you imagine having to be talked into getting that tribal tattoo because your first idea was worse than that? Bro, that's the kind of guy you're dealing with Tyson, man. He's a different type of cat.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
But that being said, I mean, we got to address what happened with Netflix. I mean, that
Netflix, bad.
They were not prepared, man.
No, they weren't. Apparently, the amount of people that were watching that. Now, I heard this is from Jake Paul's team, so who knows if that is actually true, that it broke a Super Bowl for what people were watching for the Super Bowl. Not sure if that is the case, but there's no doubt about it. There had to be a ton of people.
100 million. I don't know. I mean, they have 238 million subscribers worldwide. So you got to think, like, Netflix has never put on an event where it's like everyone is going to watch it at the same time. They release like hyped up series and documentaries, but like people will watch that at their leisure once it drops. This was one of those things that built up for so long. They've never had an event where it like polarize the entire viewership to watch it at the exact same time, and they couldn't handle it. Like,
it was absolutely, and you know, obviously the fight ended up being just a total clunker. I mean it was terrible.
What you knew was coming.
Yeah, but you still, like, you know, I guess it was smart of Jake Paul in the sense of you still had to tune in just to see. You had to take a look.
It was Mike Tyson, I think that's the one reason why people were like, well, maybe it'll be different. Because maybe he won't. But at the end of the day, the guy made $20 million for a fight where he barely got tagged. And, you know, he's going to go back home now. He's not in the prime of his life anymore. $20 million, man, that's a lot of money. Jake Paul made $40 million. They probably signed some deal saying that he wouldn't knock him out. It would go the distance, and everybody walks away a winner.
At the end of the day, Tyson's 60 years old, man, or 59 years old.
I know.
That's what it boils down to. And, you know, Paul, listen, I'm going to say this. You guys know my take on Jake Paul.
Oh, no.
Jake Paul was an easy cash last night. He was an easy cash.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
He just was. Like,
for sure.
The fact that he was only going off at minus 200, but then it started creeping up. It was minus 235. Now we're talking.
I saw minus 290.
I saw the 260.
First of all, certain states wouldn't book the action. New York, you couldn't bet it because people started like bombing him, like $500,000 bets, $1 million.
Oh my God.
And that just pushed the line up to almost, you had to lay triple your money. But I mean, good investment if you invested in Jake Paul. But yeah, it's a circus act.
What was pretty cool though, when they showed, like, they showed Jake Paul coming into the state. Like, I love even the UFC fights. I love watching the fighters walk in to the arena. They showed Jake Paul, which was fine. When they showed Tyson coming in and the place fucking erupted, that was pretty cool. He's got that badass jacket. You mentioned Tyson with the Tigers. Let me tell you something. You give the D-man that type of money, dude. I'm not saying you're gonna see Tigers, but you're gonna see some shit
something out.
If you became
an uber successful celebrity, I'm talking like A-list celebrity.
He could claim that he is.
Very delicate with the words I chose, Bob. That's why I was very delicate with that.
That's not mincemeat here, Bob, please.
Yeah, let's not.
What's the question?
If you were of that status, if you were of Tyson status, like, what exotic animal would you have in your captivity?
I'd get you know what I'd probably get? I'd probably get one of those, those birds with all the feathers that look
weird.
Yeah, I'd get one of those giant peacocks.
You would.
Those things are unbelievable, man. I'd have a little sanctuary in the back.
It's a good bird. It's a really good bird.
Top notch bird.
I think you'd see, like, of all the great things, I think you'd see like the dumbest coffee machine you've ever seen in your life.
I just bought a brand new coffee machine.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You gotta see this thing. This thing, it makes you macchiatos, lattes. Like, you can select the portion control on the milk.
I'd like to see the machine.
You want to see it?
I want to see the machine.
By the way, look at this.
I saw it on an Instagram story. I'd like a little deeper.
I'd like to see the machine.
Barista Joe.
He didn't even let that Panera check clear.
Look at this thing.
Joey Jama.
I need to turn on the light so you can see. Hold on. All right, here we go. Look at this. Hold on. I'm going to turn this thing on.
Come on that spotlight.
Dude,
look at the Jura 400, baby. This thing. Look at this.
This thing is bigger than his stove. Look at that.
Oh, bro. It's fucking amazing, man. This thing is unbelievable. You could select. See, I got to fill the water tank. This thing. I said to the lady, I'm like, I want. I had the Nespresso for years. I wanted a nice. Like a nice machine that I wake up.
Do you like the Nespresso? Because I have the Nespresso. I have one of the Virtuo Next. I think it's fantastic.
I'm in the market.
Can I be honest, Mikey? The Nespresso's good. I'm not going to be like a coffee snob or anything. The Nespresso served me well for years. Mm-hmm. This thing that I got now, Mikey, it's next level, dude. It's like you're going in and buying like a cappuccino or a latte or a macchiato or like a shot of espresso from like a nice coffee shop. Like, it's next level. It's so much better than the Nespresso.
not to put you on the spot, because I'm in the market in all seriousness. I could get into something. What does something like that run you?
It depends on the model. So,
no, I'm serious, Mike. I really want to know, because I would like I okay. am not.
I'll be
I
honest.
Swear to God, I'm not busting balls.
I did not buy the most expensive. There's ones that go up to $4,000 or $5,000.
Oh, which is, my God.
It's I didn't spend that much. I spent about $1,800 is what I spent.
Wow.
After tax and tip, or not tip, tax, that's after taxes. That's it is, but you know what? Here's my thought, Mikey, is that it's going to last.
He said after taxes.
It's going to last me for probably at least 10 years. So if you think about it, it's $180 a year. If it lasts me 10 years, how much are you spending on a coffee? If you go into a Starbucks, you're spending $5, $6, $7 a coffee for one.
No, so if you're one of those people who are like, and I am one of them, but I usually see, I don't use my machine during the week when I go to work. I always stop at Dunkin' on my way to work. But if you're somebody who is like a Starbucks person and you're going to Starbucks every morning and spending $7 on a cup of coffee, like if you add that up, I mean, if you do that, say conservatively, 5 days a week,
right? 35, let's say $5
that's
a coffee.
$140 in coffee a month. I mean,
Michael, let's say it's $5 a coffee, right? Which is less than what it is. In 5 days of a work week, you're $25. That's $100 a month. That's $1,200 you're spending in 1 year. Right. And mine's gonna last me at least 5 to 10. So if you look over it, it's a big investment. But like for me, and you know, Mikey, as an Italian, like growing up, like we had good coffee in our homes. My parents have an espresso machine upstairs and downstairs, and it just hits different. It's just worth
espresso machine upstairs and down.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
I can't co-sign that. That's one of the great.
Yeah. We have a one machine upstairs and we have one downstairs.
You didn't have the old like espresso pot. Remember that silver? It looks like
we had that ages ago when we were growing up.
That's when you say espresso to me, and I think like as a kid, that's what I remember.
You had to screw it in.
Yes. No. That's what I remember.
That's the OG shit
that
we had.
What a pain in the ass that is to use. Speaking of coffee and bad breath, Joe, by the way, I opened my travel bag this morning in Chicago, and you owe me a tube of toothpaste. You never returned my toothpaste.
I lent
you a tube of toothpaste.
I forgot to give it to him.
I was in panic mode this morning, Joe.
I'll put my hand up. I forgot. It wasn't malicious.
No, I know.
By the way, I still have it, Mikey. I can bring toothpaste. It's a good toothpaste.
What is it?
It's a Crest, like a gum. It's like a gum, health for your gums.
By the way, speaking of gums, I got issues with the dentist, dude. If I knew how much I have to spend on the dentist, that coffee machine would have been returned beforehand. I went into the dentist. I got like a gum disease. It's hereditary. I guess everybody's got like bacteria in your gums and that stuff, but some people are more prone to like it becoming like an issue. I guess my uncle and a couple people in my family have it. So what happens is the bone density in my mouth, it's starting to recede, and which they told me in 10, 15 years, if I didn't do this procedure, I could start losing all my teeth. Which I don't want to go down that road. That's not a road I want to go. So what they got to do now is I got to get multiple surgeries. They got to cut open my gums. They got to remove all this excess buildup or whatever it is in there. And then they got to extract my front four teeth. They got to remove them, Mikey. And they got to give me implants with crowns.
Are they putting you to sleep for that?
No, they asked if I wanted to, but I said no drugs.
Why not?
Because it makes you all loopy and shit. Apparently, they numb you. You don't feel anything. So it's not going to be an issue. But,
Joe,
Mikey, I got to pay for essentially a vehicle inside of my mouth. It's a fucking problem. It's awful.
To be honest, too, a nice vehicle.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fuck. But you're going to be happy that you did it. I'm shocked. I think it's the most Joe thing of all time. To not opt to be put to sleep is just to me.
They said that it's not like a normal morphine. It's an edible thing that they give you, it's not the normal morphine. So it wouldn't even be.
They're gonna put you in the clouds.
Yeah, and you know what? to be honest, I don't want to wake up all loopy and not know what's going on and then have fucking missing teeth. Like, I might panic. I might freak out.
What's the recovery time for that look like? Are we going to miss a couple pods because of this surgery?
Never.
No, I got to be in the Dominican Republic.
I have a question.
I got to be in the Dominican Republic 5 days after the surgery.
Yeah, all right. So you'll be fine.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1 year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Good to see you boys again. I was excited to do the podcast, the last podcast crush, whether that's because of the title or not, I don't know. I think it's a mix of good title, great show. Yeah, nothing wrong with a little clickbait. You know what I mean? Yeah, by the way, we were at the UFC last night for the weigh-ins. You know Robbie Lawler, the UFC fighter?
Yeah.
Me and my dad got caught in this, like, in the middle of, like, where we shouldn't have been going out through the exit, where, like, everybody was, like, it was, like, all the behind stage guys. So, like, John Jones, like, walks right by us. My dad goes up to this Robbie Lawler. He goes, Robbie, let me ask you something. He goes, are you definitely retired or are you still thinking about coming back? And I'm like, Dad, what are you doing, man? Like, don't ask.
Did he get upset?
No, he's like, yeah, no, I'm officially retired. Like, he's like,
I mean, he's not gonna, he shouldn't disrespect
Mr. Yeah, I was like, Dad, why would you? But then Rogan's right there with us. So it's just like Rogan and my dad just standing.
Did you say hi to him? Tremendous. That's tremendous.
I should have. I didn't.
You're a little pick of your dad with Rogan. I know you did.
I tried to do and it came out so blurry. It was just them two standing next to each other. And bro, as much as Rogan's small,
he's jacked up, Rogan.
He is a fucking ox.
Yeah, he's jacked up.
Really?
Oh my God, you gotta see this guy. But I'll tell you this. I got a lot of respect for New York growing up right by here. I say it all the time. I couldn't fathom living in the city. I could not fathom.
Like a good time when you visit.
It's good to visit for a couple days, but then it's just, it never used to be that this dirty. It never used to be like this.
Bad.
In bad shape, man. I'm telling you, all of these major cities, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, a lot of major cities are just in shape. Yeah, LA.
LA too, yeah.
When we did Vancouver for your wedding, Joe, the hotel we stayed at that you had us at was one of the nicest.
Great hotel, D.
Beautiful hotel. But when we drove to, like, get to where we had to go and, like, we made a couple turns through Vancouver.
Oh, there's a 4-block radius. It's one of the worst areas in Canada.
It was like just outdoor crack dens.
It's like Night of the Living Dead, man. It's not good. But I mean, you know what? I will say that in Vancouver, what they've done is they confined it to, like, a 4-block radius.
Right.
And outside of that, It's everything else is clean. They've kind of just put everything.
It's beautiful. It's again these big metropolis, you know, cities. They just, you can't not have areas like that. It's just what it is. Even Chicago, I always said is like the clean New York, and it is. Like, you walk through the streets of Chicago, it's not as congested. So inherently, it's just not as crazy as that. But you still, like, you see.
I like Boston. Boston's a clean awesome town. Boston's nice. Really nice.
Yeah, I used to always love going to the city all the time. It was the greatest thing ever. And now that we go, I just feel like it's totally changed. Maybe I'm off. Maybe when I used to go there, kid, it was like that. But I feel like when I used to go there, it was never. And even my dad who worked there, he told me it was never as bad as.
COVID fucked a lot of shit up, man. Yeah. It messed up a lot. That was when everything really took a spiral. But I mean, the nice thing about New York, I will say, is there's always something to do. So, like, if you're like Mikey and you have it at your disposal, like, at least it's like it's there and you can enjoy it, but you're not like settled in it at all times. You know,
I think I got the breezy lounge there.
I went last night. I checked in. Did you go? Yeah.
Was it a little booming? Do they have the Jake Paul fight on or no?
It wasn't. No, it wasn't that busy. We were there way before. Wasn't that busy, but it's always cool to see. It's so crazy going in there. To be honest, we kind of forget that, like, it's
your Herald Square.
Easy lunch. Yeah, listen.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Wow.
We really are dumb. We are very, very dumb.
Very much. Some more than others.
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah, but we're pretty fucking dumb. did you guys see the Jersey Jerry clip of Barstool hired Gruden, which... How they
bro,
got...
those clips are on the Gruden clips are, dude, 10 of 10. Everyone.
I mean, bro, that is the hire of a fucking them watching the game, like just live streaming a game with John Gruden is like all those football stories that he's talking about and telling. Did you see the one, Joe, where they dug up the old tweet of Jersey Jerry?
No.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Joe. It's Big Cat so goes cool. on. We'll play. I think we could play the clip.
What did he say?
Gruden, they're on the show, and Big Cat dug up an old clip of Jersey Jerry. Obviously, now Gruden works for Barstool, and it's a clip from like 2 or 3 years ago where Jerry's like, I wish I could put the pads on and crack that crumb bum scum Gruden. I'd break his fucking back.
What did Gruden say?
He was great about it. He like jawed right back at him. He was so good about it.
I'm not trying to say that there's any locker room dissension here, but I wanted to read something that was written by someone in this room.
Okay. Someone on this show.
It wasn't me, so it has to be Jerry.
This is from September 19th, 2021. Let's see. The handle says Jersey Jerry.
Oh, my God.
And he said, I'd love to put the pads on and crack that John Gruden. Guy's a scum crumb bum. I'd break his back.
God.
What do we think about
when
that?
When we went to Pittsburgh on a short week and shredded you guys, I was really looking for you in the parking lot too, Jerry. God. I was going to kick your on the way to the airport.
John, I don't even know if that was me.
I mean, Jerry, we gotta put the pads on. No. You said, I'd love to put the pads on and crack that John Gruden. Guy's a scum crumb bum. I'd break his back.
That sounds like you.
Yeah, we went down to Pittsburgh. It was your home opener. I saw you in the parking lot with all your weird friends.
What's the date of the tweet?
September 19th, 2021. Yeah.
Wow. Holy great.
They were calling all the employees in, and Gruden was asking them all like random big time ball knowledge questions. They called in the security guard. That was the best one. Some 55-year-old security guard. He was a cop for 30 years. He just retired, and Gruden's like, let me ask you, man, if I'm putting you in cloud coverage, can you play cloud corner coverage, man? How are you going to do that for me? And the guy had no answer whatsoever. It was so fucking good. I hope he's there tomorrow when I go stream. I'm praying that he's going to be there. That would be pretty cool.
You know what, Mikey? I would think for the first football Sunday,
I would think probably he would be there.
That I forgot about that. That will be very enjoyable.
Holy and a picture of Mikey next to Gruden.
Got a lot of questions.
I'd like imagine Gruden gives like a breakdown of Mikey as a lineman. Like what is?
Oh, no. I'm in tight end shape right now. I could run a couple routes. I could ride that the XY spider banana, man.
They asked him. They asked him who he would rather have, like Drake May. They said or Caleb Williams right now, and he said Drake May. He said Drake May's gonna be a toast.
No.
That stuff. Mikey chopping up talking ball with John is gonna be unbelievable.
Yeah, well, he's not wrong, man. You know, Bears. I mean, I sold my tickets. I mean, that's the state of, affairs. You know, that's the
my game of the week for the sportsman is the Packers -5.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great pick.
Are they home? In Chicago?
They're in Chicago.
Soldier Field.
Okay. All right, let's go into our buy or sell. Buy or sell of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? I'll start, if I may. I didn't want to give it up earlier. The Jake Paul undercard, as bad as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight was, the Jake Paul undercard was that Amanda Serrano fight was one of the greatest fights.
I missed it.
Oh, Joe, it was
one. I heard the one girl got robbed.
Serrano got robbed. There's no way she should have lost.
Are these high end fighters in their like are these like or are they just like anybody that they just kind of
they're not like YouTuber. They're legitimate boxers.
Okay, that's my question.
Amazing, Joe. Granted, I think it might be shorter rounds. They don't stop throwing punches. They're in there for 10 rounds, whatever it is. And they were throwing punches the entire time. The Amanda Serrano fight was truly probably the best boxing fight I have ever seen in my life. It was.
Oh, my God.
He had a cut above her eye. That
I saw that. She got headbutted or something, apparently.
She got screwed. So the other girl, this Taylor, she's an Irish girl, tough as nails. She got deducted at a point. Serrano landed like 60 more punches. Her percentage was higher.
Boxing judges, and the same thing with UFC judges. It's just, you know, some of these decisions are so questionable. It's really tough.
It's crazy. And then even when they go, like they have whatever announcers there gives their card of what they think that it is, or same thing with UFC, and it never matches. If you're betting and that thing goes to decision, look out, especially if you don't know
what's going to happen. You know, you don't know. I've been screwed so many times, and it's amazing how that just continues to happen over and over again. It's nuts. It's nuts.
It happens in UFC too. In all honesty,
of course. Yeah.
If it goes to decision, like there's oftentimes where you might think that you've won, and then you start second guessing. Like it's just like, well, I guess I'm at the mercy of the judges. It's you never know.
That's why too, you know, with UFC or boxing, getting the underdogs, it's such a good way to go. Cause when you have these favorites, I don't understand these people who lay like -1,000 for certain guys. Cause if you get cracked by just one punch, it just changes everything. And then, if it goes to decision, you don't know which way it's going to go.
You remember the prime example of that, Bob, is probably that the Ronda Rousey fight where she lost to
Holly Houston.
Rousey lost to Holly Holmes. I think Ronda was like -1,200. She may have been more than that. And people were just pouring money on her because at the time, people thought she was immortal, that she couldn't lose, and that was a bad night.
The one guy, though, who you can't bet against right now is Pereira, and I don't care how much it is.
Bo Nickel, you cannot bet against Bo Nickel right
now. Pereira looks like a fucking...
And I'm sorry, if you want to make money, I would think, and now, obviously, hindsight's going to be 20-20 if he loses, but I would think John Jones, even at -600 or 650, whatever he is, you can't bet against John Jones with Miocic. And Miocic is one of the best to ever do it, but I don't think you could do it.
The guy facing Bo Nickel, Joe, he's got that energy of, remember Venom Page, where he just don't give a fuck, and I like those guys a lot. Yeah,
I like that.
So he came up on stage last night, he didn't give a fuck, he's a nut. Yeah. Which kind of makes me, but Bo Nickel is as good.
He hasn't lost a fight. No, what is he like?
But I will say they've kind of babied him in the way that they haven't given him a tough fight. They're protecting
him, but he's like,
if
Bo Nickel gets a hold of you, it's over. It's done. It's absolutely over. One of the best wrestlers of all time.
The best college wrestler that's ever walked the earth.
If he gets a hold of this guy will be lights out. It'll be lights out quick.
The last time I bet like one of those crazy favorites and lost, and I lost good amount of money on it. Adesanya was like -700 or -800 against Sean Strickland, and Strickland just outclassed
him. It was like he didn't even show up to the fight. He was just sitting there.
It was awful. It was so bad. I was like, I'll never lay that odds. Like, if you get a -600, take that, like, take Bo Nickel by submission, and then you'll get it at like -200. But it's so hard to bet those crazy bets. But I'm telling you, Joe, it is worth, if like you could see a replay of that Serrano fight, it's worth going back and just watching it. It's insane.
I gotta watch it. I gotta check it out.
Yeah, so
and
that's
everybody on Twitter was saying that she got robbed too. Like, that
it was crazy.
She was up in arms about it.
Her coach was kind of obnoxious about it. He was very clear about, but I get it.
It's gotta be annoying when you put in the training and all that stuff, and the person goes out and executes and then doesn't get rewarded, you know. That's tough.
And then
it's like what you were doing for Panera for all those weeks, and you weren't getting the bag yet. Now you finally got your just.
I'll tell you, I was very happy to see him get that bag.
Me too.
Me too.
It was very fun. Really did. Very fun.
You know, in life, you got to know what you want. You go out and get it, Michael. That's something that you've done. Mikey.
Tell you what I want now is that coffee machine.
Bob, I'm telling you, it's a game changer. It really is. I feel like an adult now that I got a nice coffee machine in my house. I can have people over. I can offer them a post-dinner espresso, cappuccino, like, and a high-end one, you know?
Joe, I would love to ask your parents to talk to them and ask them about the upstairs-downstairs one.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I'm not making that up. They got the better one is upstairs because they use it consistently, but they got their old machine they put downstairs. So if you're downstairs, like, you know, in that outside area where, like, we have people sometimes and stuff, then you don't have to go all the way upstairs to make a coffee. You just have one downstairs.
Yeah, I dig it.
After meeting Mr. DeMar, he's so smart, this guy, Joe's dad, but I could see him building his own espresso machine.
Yeah.
This guy's unbelievable. He's like a nuclear physicist.
Then I could see him taking it apart just to build it back up again.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
Some would say,
right.
quick sell before I head over to you guys. I had to buy it, and then just a mini sell. The announcer was the most obnoxious in that card. He was way too much. I thought he was trying to make an analogy for everything. I thought he was way too much. Let's head over to Joey D. Buy or sell.
I'm going to sell something. I'm going to get probably ostracized for this, but I got to stay true. And I got to be honest. I it's just not for me. And you know, I know a lot of people love this. A lot of people are obsessed with it, but not for me. And that's the Zins or whatever it is that you call. I tried one. Mikey, I was with you at the hole. I tried one of those 6 millimeter or 6 milligram ones.
Milligram. You should have never started with a 6 millimeter.
Bob, let me tell you, man, this thing, it had me lightheaded. I felt like I was like, it wasn't like a normal, like when I'm on an edible, like, and I feel like in the clouds, like I felt loopy on this thing. Yeah. It really kind of fucked me up. I know I was drinking a little bit too, but I don't know. I was spitting the whole time. Maybe I need to try it more, but I have no desire. And I know that some people are like diehard about it. I'm not saying it's not a good product. It's just not for me. I'm selling the Zinachino, whatever the fuck you call it.
The mistake was that you did a 6 milligram Zin the first time you've ever done that. That's insane.
That's a Joe move, though. That's him. Like, his first edible was probably 20 milligrams. You know what I mean? Like he picked one of those, like, Joey Diaz moon rocks. Like, you know, like, that's a Joe move.
But have you tried one of those things, Bob? Have you tried? I know Jet tried one, and he was like, yeah, I felt like a little loopy after doing one. But
the reason I haven't is I know I think I'll end up liking it, and I got an addictive person. I don't want to get it. I got enough vices going on.
You know what I mean? Smart.
Yeah. It's,
Mikey, you don't mind them, no?
Yeah, the 3 mg, like the cinnamon 3 mg is nice.
You want to talk vices?
I don't do them. You want to talk vices?
He's got it.
The old Vice King.
Yeah,
he got it. I Vice King's.
The Vice God. Mikey Vice.
Mikey Vice.
So nice, I had to Vice it twice.
That's got a nice ring to it.
But yeah, I get it. People love it. I just don't do it because I just think I would end up liking it. And why do that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but
so that's my sell. And again, it's not I'm not shitting on it. I'm not saying it's not a good product. It's just not for me, man. I tried it. I have no desire.
So, Mikey, is it 6 milligram? Did he put multiple pouches in?
No, I did one.
I think he just did one. Some guy had them there, and he was like, yeah, I'll throw one in, and he threw one in. I guess, yeah. I mean, that's what it does. It's going to make you, if you're not used to it, it's going to make you, especially dude, a 6 milligram. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Those breezies, because, like, you know, when the people come by, they're spending a lot of money and stuff, and they want to take a shot. You don't want to say no to – it's hard to say no to them. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, no, I don't want to do a shot.
You can't do a fireball shot with every group. There's like 40 groups, 30, 40 groups. It's insane.
Yeah, there's been ones where I've tried to, like, where I've said yes to every single person, and then you know, you're at that tee box for like another 3 hours, and you're hammered, and then I got to speak after, and it can get out of control.
I mean, it's a lot of fun.
It's a blast. It's that. I mean, that last breezy was one of the better breezies.
A separate buy would be Mikey as the MC. I thought he was tremendous.
Yeah, he really was. He was lights fucking out, man. He
literally really, in more ways than one, Bob.
I mean, I had already gotten in front of that joke. Yeah, I had already gotten in front of that joke. is it my turn, Bob?
Yeah, can I ask you a quick question, Mikey? No. My dad told me that you said on the podcast, because we were cracking up. I don't remember you saying it, because I would have cracked up. He said that you said that you heard us singing Happy Birthday to you when you were sleeping at the table. You did? Did you say that on the pod?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember you.
So you had to be so lights out to not even move.
I just didn't give a shit at that point.
It was like me on the floor when Bob was banging me with a Mount Rushmore gut shot.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's just not worth it.
You just leave it alone and just move. Yeah.
On. That was from our gluttonous day where we couldn't stop eating. Just to even the score, Ticket got me eating a fucking ring pop.
Yeah.
How bad is that, dude?
You showed that last week, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you showed it.
That, well, I didn't want it just to be, you know, me showing that to everybody else.
You banged Jet the worst. Jet got the worst.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, he's not
eating now. He saw that and he's like on the air diet.
Oh, Joe. He ordered Dairy Queen last night. He texted me. He's like, just ordered Dairy Queen. Fuck, I'm gonna kill myself.
Well, he must have relapsed because he said he was on the air diet.
Man, I'm trying. I get so hungry. Like last night, I was so hungry at night, and so hard to not eat at night.
When you're in New York or a place so you have anything at your disposal, that's the problem.
That's like me this weekend. I just chalk it up as a loss.
We had a reservation tonight, a reservation tomorrow night.
So it's like,
but this is a vacation kind of for you, Mike.
It is.
Bob, tell them about the food at the headquarters that they have for the game. It's unbelievable. The spread is.
You do a nice spread.
Oh, Mikey.
When I went last time, the new headquarters hadn't opened yet, and they still put out an insane spread. They put out like PF Chang's. They put out like Mexican. It was fucking nuts.
They did high-end Italian pizzas, nice. Subs. They had pastas. They had, oh my God, Raising Cane's every week because they're sponsored.
You're going to feel like shit by the time you're done. And again, it's your vacation. It's going to be one of those weekends.
Oh, yeah. Chalk it up as an L. Big Cat orders candy for everybody and just goes to town. It's wild.
He inspired me to. Yeah, that's why on the Airbnbs, I order. I got inspired from him the way he orders. That's why I did like a candy order. Like he taught me a lot with that. Yeah. All right, Mikey V, buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm going to sell, man, and I'm going to sell really hard. And this is not politically motivated whatsoever, but I have to sell this because I keep seeing it. And I'm just going to start my sell by saying this. Nobody gives a flying fuck. Let me repeat that. Nobody gives a flying fuck. All these people that are threatening to leave the United States, that are threatening to leave social media platforms and have left social media platforms like X, I got news for you. Nobody gives a flying fuck if you leave the country or a social media platform. I don't understand what the popular, like these people are writing these like letters of like their life reflections and why it's so important that they have to announce to the world, like they're this wrapped up in their own ego that they have to announce their departure from a social media page. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, a fucking moderate, a fucking libertarian. I don't care what you are. Nobody gives a flying fuck. Nobody. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Stop with the bullshit that you're going to leave and you're going to do that. Just go. Just go. Just get out. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, Bob. Nobody cares.
Joey D's got his hand up. Go ahead, Joey D.
There'd be a few people who cared if Mikey just evaporated off the social media scene.
But Joe,
I'll say that much.
I wouldn't
say that much, Bob.
I wouldn't have the gall to write a page-long letter as to why. First of all, if I left, it would probably be for a reason, because something with my family, God forbid, or something happened where I couldn't. But I would never like write a letter that I'm leaving because some other guy became president that I don't agree with, which is fine. I get it. Like, not everybody's going to agree with every person that becomes president, but like you stand in the country that you stand on. You're here for a reason. And these people, it's such an egotistical, wrapped up, like, it just feels so filthy when people do this to me.
Let me tell you too,
the grass ain't
always greener on the other side. Let me tell you.
That's right, Joe. You're right.
You know, to politics stuff, like even the election and all that stuff, and obviously it's so important, but like it brings out the absolute, it is a dirty, dirty game, man. And it just brings out the worst in people.
There's a lot of division.
Yeah. And there's just that's why we never get into it on the show. People always ask, well, you just
golden rule.
People get it enough. People get it enough from the mainstream media and the mainstream TV. We're not here to talk that. But, you know, the mayor of New York, agree with him or not, the ladies of The View had him on, okay? And he, like, is a guy who's a Democrat, and he openly kind of agreed with some things that the new regime was talking about. And it put these girls' brains in a blender. Like, they couldn't comprehend that this guy wouldn't just denounce everything that was going on. And, like, he's like, listen, he said something that stuck with me. This is the United States, not the divided states. And that's a very good quote. That's a pretty good quote. What is up with everybody wanting to just tear everybody in half? Like, what the fuck are we doing? Come together for once.
I'll tell you, Mikey, I don't think it'll ever, I don't think it'll ever change. I think the most united, I think the most united the country has ever been, is, as sad as it, after 9/11.
Was probably the most.
Like, something good came out of that, as awful as it was. But at the end, it was the most united that anybody's ever been.
And that, you know what? And it's a shame. Like, you don't you look back on that. Like, if you have an operating, functioning brain, look back on that and say to yourself, well, what am I going to do? Are we going to wait until another tragedy of titanic proportions hits our country to decide to be good to our fellow man and woman in our country? Is that what we're going to wait for a fucking disaster like that again to say, you know what? I think I know what to prioritize and what's more important. We're going to wait for that. Like, look back and reflect a little bit and stop being so quick to just fucking post shit about how you're going to fucking, it's disgusting. I had to sell it, Bob. I had to sell it. I know we don't talk politics. I had to sell it.
There's a lot of influencers that I saw that, like, you know, they steer one way or the other, and then they lose a ton of following, to where for us, business-wise, I'm not willing to go and just lose all of these followers. Of course I have my thoughts, but it just divides everybody. Not to say that people shouldn't have their thoughts or can't be outspoken. They can. But for us, I just don't think it's worth it to ever jump into it. It's so nasty.
It's not worth it. But like, when you're putting yourself on this pedestal because you have a platform and you really have no two cents of any, you have no historical presence in the field of politics, but you want to take a position like that because you have a platform and put these things out there and say these things. I just think, like, you need to think, like, nobody really gives a fuck. Nobody really cares.
Well, I think the thing that really upsets me is, like, these celebrities that are getting paid millions of dollars to share who they're voting for. It's all a scam. It's all, you know, it is. It's like, if Taylor Swift wants to vote for who she wants to vote, that's fine.
Fine.
You should have the inner understanding and trueness to yourself to vote for who means, like, who's the right person for you, not because of who X, Y, or Z is voting for. And now they're trying to use the influence of these people. I'm sure both ends. I'm not just saying Democrats, Republicans, but it's just ridiculous. They're paying the millions of dollars to come out to help sway votes one way or another. Everybody's just got to vote for what seems to be right for you. And you know what? What's right for you might not be right for someone else, but you're voting for what's right for you, for your family, for your future.
And you know what,
and
Dave?
You shouldn't be ostracized for that one way or another.
What's good for the goose
is always good for the gander.
For the gander. What's good for the goose is good for the
You know
gander.
What? We could use a few more ganders in this country. I tell you that much.
That is true. That is absolutely true. I think I saw Beyonce got paid like $10 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
$10 million.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. She's been in the hot seat a lot of late. Which is interesting.
She's got to go back. She's all blonde now and stuff. Oh. She could go back to her roots.
Okay. All right. It's fair. Fair. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you.
She's doing country music, Bob.
The Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Whether you like the guy or not, I think I've been in the arena with you guys, each of you guys, when Trump comes out. He's coming to the UFC tonight because they have all the Secret Service here.
Whoa.
That entrance is going to be...
The place is going to erupt.
Oh, my God. It's going to be. The only thing that really, you know, thing that's tough with it is then when you try and leave, you have to wait extra. It's so backed up.
They're going to chopper him out, Bob.
What's that?
They're going to chopper him out like when we were in Newark and they choppered him out.
Remember? Yeah.
Took the helicopter down.
Did he really?
Yeah. They get rid of him as fast as they can.
Guy came up to me on the street yesterday, 3 guys, and they're like, hey, we work with the Secret Service. If you need help getting in, let me know. I was like, no, with all due respect, you got the wrong guy, man. I'm going to get in just fine.
Now, Joe would have been like, all right, tell me more about that. Here's my number. Well,
with that being said, I did give him my number.
Yeah, of course.
I did. It was pretty fucking cool. Secret Service says to you, we'll help you out.
What'd your dad say?
Oh, he was like, oh, that's pretty neat. Like, He was a nice guy. Gave him my number, and I doubt I'll call to get in, but that'd be pretty fucking cool. Watch they, like, hold up Donnie, and they're like, oh, Donald, just wait 1 second.
We got the cameo king coming through.
Yeah.
Who is this person?
Yeah. Who was it that was a Big Cat? We were like, we said to him, like, would you ever go on Cameo? He's like, no. He's like, anybody's on Cameo, it's like the tail end of your career. And I'm just sitting there.
He said to me, if I'm on Cameo, it means that I've failed in life and I'm done. I got nothing left.
I'm sitting there just listening to this whole thing as I just put up a promo for a Cameo. It's just tough.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, boys, let's head on into our top 5. Mikey V, why don't you tell the folks what they're going to be getting?
Yo, Vice is nice.
Today is going to be, we've done this one before, but never in draft format. So draft format always changes the whole complexity of the operation. We're going to do top 5 favorite desserts of all time, top 5 best desserts, whatever you want to call it. Bob won again. No surprise there. Bob can take whatever pick he wants. I don't remember second and third, I'll be honest. So Bob is going to have to help me there. I don't remember. Does anyone remember?
I think I came last.
Mikey came second. By the way, I did take a look into Joe's comedian. He was pretty he was pretty funny. Was I he? Watched the clip you
Mikey,
said.
Mikey clearly didn't.
No, didn't. Nope.
Yeah, you said you were going to. That's kind of sad.
I'm gonna, Joe.
But D-Man, don't you think that rather than getting him 4, you could have got him whatever pick you wanted?
Maybe I could have taken him 1 pick later, but it's not like I took him like at 2 or 1 or even 3. I mean, he was in the bottom tier of my picks. He's a really funny. He's very well known in Canada. Very funny guy. Yeah. Mikey, please. You said you were going to watch.
Joe,
he's got a lot going on, Joe.
I will watch. I promise I will watch. And I will text you after I watch. I promise.
Mikey, if Cruden's in that room, just promise me you'll get close to him. Just try and get close to him tomorrow. has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I'd appreciate that. All right, I'm going to take the first overall pick.
Of course you are. And I know what it's going to be. I'll take three, I guess. Joe, you got two. Go ahead, Bob.
D-Man with two. All right, first overall pick, ice cream for sure.
Oh, shit. Go ahead, Joe.
Got to get off the Schneid, Mike. You got to get off the Schneid.
All good.
I'll go with cheesecake.
New York or Italian style?
Come on, Mikey.
I mean, they're two very distinct things.
The committee vetoes
that. It's cheesecake.
Cheesecake and Italian style cheesecake. One is regatta. It's like a lemony, and then New York is obviously the cream cheese.
I think cheesecake
cheesecake. Fine. Okay, my turn. I'm gonna go apple pie, and then I'm gonna go wrap around with cookies.
Cookies. What kind of cookies, Michael? Italian. Biscotti or chocolate chip?
Apparently, I don't have to do that. I'm going to take
you don't. You don't. We're not going to make you do it.
All the cookies. Oreos, yeah. Chocolate chip.
That's fine. You're not. I'm just saying how ridiculous that was.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with. Now, if Bob did ice cream, could I do ice cream sundae?
No.
All right. I asked. Jeez. This guy's on edge today, man. This guy is on absolute edge.
Let Mikey could say what he wants. This top five drought has bothered him. And if he tells you otherwise, fine.
We're approaching 4 months, Bob. We're approaching 4 months.
I know this man. I know him. And I can promise you that it absolutely does bother him.
Looks like the voiceless don't have much of a voice when it comes to the top fives because this guy's not
winning.
That's gonna cost me.
I love the voiceless. I love the voiceless.
Yeah. He loves the voiceless.
I am technically a voiceless. I'm a subscriber. I'm a brotherhood. You would say too.
You are a member of the brotherhood.
Yeah,
so I
support my friend. I'm gonna go with tiramisu.
I actually, by the way, was convincing Jet to become on. I said it was ridiculous that he doesn't support. So did he subscribe?
No, I don't think so. But Joe, I had a banana tiramisu last night. It was unbelievable.
I've never tried that.
I never had it either. That's why I ordered it. It was
That's a nice twist.
Real nice. It was real nice.
Yeah, that's either going to be really good or really bad. So I'm happy it's really, really good for you, Michael.
Yeah. So Bob, I'll go tiramisu. It's your turn now. You got two coming back.
All right. Give me key lime pie. And give me gelato.
You have ice cream already. Yeah, I think we got to put in a...
that's really a stretch there, Bob.
You're gonna tell me that ice cream is gelato?
If you said sorbet, I'd allow sorbet. Gelato and ice cream are the same thing.
So you know what?
Actually, you know what, Mikey? We should let him have it. It's gonna be detrimental to his list.
Yeah, he's got it. Gelato, put it down.
What a shitty job by the committee there.
Great job by the committee. Sometimes you gotta talk through things at the war table.
You didn't talk. That's the thing. You didn't
talk through at the war table.
You didn't talk through it at all. What a shitty job.
I think we should remove it. I mean, like,
now listen, we're back. This is crazy.
I said that the first time, Bob. I never said that.
This is a horrible.
No,
what do we want?
Okay,
do?
You know what, Bob? I'm trying to be true to the fucking to be true to myself.
Well, I'll
here.
Talk to your fellow committee member.
It's going to be detrimental to his list, but it's not. It's the same thing, Mikey. We can't allow him to take it.
Gelato. Go ahead, Bob. Pick again.
Now he's going to win again. But you know what? That's the committee being true.
Hey, okay. I see. That's a better job. All right. So give me the key lime pie and give me sorbet.
Okay. Yeah. Sorbet. He's got sorbet.
Scum fucks.
I'll go with chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
Bet fuck.
If the fuck fits.
I'm gonna go crumb cake. Give me a crumb cake. I don't like crumb cake? People don't like crumb cake? You know, you guys are fucking, you guys are so stupid.
And the drought continues.
You guys are so stupid, man. You really are. You
talk about a torpedo pick.
Take a good long look in the mirror. You guys are both really fucking stupid. I got news for you. Really, really are.
No, really Joe, are. Joe, did you have crumb cake? Old
crumb cake.
Crumb cake's delicious, bro.
I'm sure it is.
Talking about,
but I don't know about a top five dessert, but it is delicious.
Give me brownies.
Yeah, okay, good pick. Good pick.
He's back.
Good pick.
I'll take carrot cake.
Great cake.
Fuck. It is a great cake.
D-Man's got something cooking.
A lot of cake, though. He's very heavy on the cake.
He's got very he heavy.
Three fucking cakes, this guy.
Bob's got gelato and sorbet.
Cake man. Joey. Joey Cold.
Keep your lips off my list, dog.
Hey, you know what cake I miss, Bob? The crumb cake.
No, I hope everybody listening to this. I know 75% of the fucking people that vote for this don't even watch the show. But if you are listening,
oh, that's
I want you to hear what's going on. If you've ever enjoyed a piece of crumb cake, remember this moment. I want you to remember it because you're being belittled.
Crumb cake unite.
I want you to know that. Bob, your pick.
These are my final two?
Yeah, last two, Bobby.
All right, so give me churros.
Churros are good.
Yeah, give me churros. Give me creme brulee.
I'll go with s'mores.
That's a great pick. It's a great fucking pick, D. That's
I'll take pastries as the last one. I mean, pastries gives me
cold. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not? Why not?
D, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, there's so many different pastries. It's so general.
I'm this part of the committee is vetoing that.
I don't think pastries. Michael, you asked me what kind of cheesecake I want.
Yeah.
And then you're going to allow all pastries in the world?
Give me donuts. Donuts.
I'll allow that.
That's a good pick, man.
That's a good pick, too.
Pick. Yeah. That's it. That's all she wrote. Mikey V, let's read off these lists.
I've got ice cream, key lime pie, sorbet, churros, creme brulee. Joe has cheesecake, tiramisu, chocolate cake, carrot cake, s'mores cake.
No, s'mores isn't a cake. It's just s'mores.
I was a joke. I got apple pie, cookies, crumb cake, brownies, and donuts. I tell you what, that's a good list.
Can I be honest, Mikey? If you replace the crumb cake, I think you have a real...
I think that if people think about crumb cake for just one second, if they think about a crumb cake, if you remember the last crumb cake you've had, if it's not dry, if it's a moist crumb cake, it's a tremendous cake.
He's doing everything he can to sell his list.
He's going
to
go on the story and be like, crumb cake, brother. Some
guy tweeted at him the other day. He was like, you know, it's unfortunate Mikey hasn't won in so long. And Mikey tweeted him back. He's like, actually, he's like, it is unfortunate because I'm teaching the youth new things.
Yes. I would like to broaden people's horizons. Comedian top five. If you give me 1 second, if you will. The comedian top five, like maybe some younger kids who did vote for Bob's list because Bob's list is much more, you know, time.
I thought you had a good list on the comedians.
Yeah. I mean, like maybe they'll be like, who the fuck is Rodney Dangerfield? Maybe they legitimately don't know. And if you watch his shit, it's hysterical. Anyway, crumb cake. Big crumb cake. Love a good crumb cake.
Enjoy the game, Michael.
Thank you, boy.
That could be something new. Mikey Vice is terrific. Have a blast. Please get by Gruden because I will be tuning in.
But they have assigned seating. It might be tougher than.
Yeah, yeah. They usually do.
I'm only talking to him in Gruden voice if I talk to him at all.
You know who's got the worst Gruden voice in the world, by the way?
Who?
Perez.
Mr. Perez.
Yeah.
Oh, he tries to do Gruden. He's terrible. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. He sounds like he's Jamaican doing.
Dude. Oh, God. You know what Perez does great? He did it in an episode recently of Bob the Sports. Perez does the funniest Tucker Carlson impression.
Oh, yeah, he does a good job.
That's Perez's wheelhouse. Man. Oh, that's dude, like, it's you so can good. See.
what the liberal media does not tell you. All right. So good. All right, that's another edition. Will and Umcho, we love you folks. Subscribe. We're rolling. We love you. Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.